good.
We're on.
We're on. Welcome to episode 3 of Say Less. I'm your host. Is that what I am? Host?
Yeah.
All moderator.
Basically.
Token white guy. All the above. Shane. Yeah, we're back. It's the third time we're doing this. We're a little late today. Me, Nate, and Cheese to get things started. We might be joined
a little bit later
by some other people later. I can't promise that. So. If not, we'll get them later. Trot enough.
Yeah. Featuring Trot tonight.
Yeah, Trot's in the room tonight.
Trot's the mascot, the black dog. So you really are the token white.
Yeah, even,
he's on our side.
Yeah, even my dog's on your guy's side.
What are we going over? What are we trying to out today?
Flushing out today. We'll wrap it back to last week since we wanted to talk about dating and girls and all that fun stuff the entire time.
We're going to go, girls.
First date etiquette.
First etiquette.
Interesting. First things first, who pays? You got an opinion on that? I mean, it's 2017. Nate, who pays?
I like to pay, but my decision to take you on a second date depends on your reaction when the check comes.
Okay, so what do you expect?
I expect you to try. I don't want you to pay, but I want you to at least reach into your bag and try to, like, pretend to pay.
So you want an attempt at paying.
And then I'll be like, I got it. You know, just because if you just act like, nah, you're supposed to pay, then you're not entitled to me paying. Right. We both came. We both ate. We both had a good time, so I don't get why I should have to pay. But if you try, like, oh, I got it, and I'm like, no, I got it, and then I take the bill away, like, at least an attempt would be appreciated.
So.
That's interesting. Well, so is that for every day?
Look at me in the face.
At what point? I mean, so is that for every date? At what point are you like, okay, we should be splitting, or you want her to take it next time? Is it just an unspoken? She takes it sometimes. You take it sometimes.
I think it's unspoken. I like in my relationship, we don't really have a set time. I think now what we do more is like, if she asked for us to go get dinner, then she's like, I'll pay it.
And then if I ask her, because.
I think 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to go get sushi, and she was like, I'll pay for it, but we never got sushi. And then this week, we went out to dinner, and she was like, nah, I got it. You know, so, like, as time goes on, you kind of figure out that dynamic. But when it comes to the very first date, it would be appreciated if, like, you at least tried to pay. And then I told you, nah, it's fine, I got it. But if you're just, like, sitting there, like, with your arms folded, waiting for me to, nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in that boat.
I like that. I think it also depends on what the first date you do is. If it's dinner, then I would probably default to that because you can have the waiter coming over and, can you get it split, please? Can you do it too? That probably wouldn't be the best thing just for both of you. So if you are taking her out to dinner for a first date, which I we'll talk about that. I don't think that's a good idea. I would default to that. But if it's, for me, I usually just do coffee. I usually take people out to coffee first. And coffee is such a low-cost thing. It's just $5. And when you go to the counter, usually girls just end up taking out their wallet and paying it on their own. I don't even get the chance to offer because they just fucking pay because it's $5, $2. I will pay, but it's whatever. Mm-hmm. So that I think a low-cost thing like that where you just get to know someone and you don't even have to deal with that psychological burden of who's going to pay, what's going to happen, should I attempt to do something, should I fake, you know, my bank account doesn't look good, the checking savings, it's kind of deal. So that's what I like to do. So I agree with you if you're doing a dinner date, but in general, I think it's we're all grown-ups. If you have a job and I have a job, we're both in college, you should probably, you pay for your rent, you pay for your own animal, you pay for your own food on a regular basis. I don't know why this changes. We're just getting to know each other now.
Okay, I can see that. I like to pay, if I can. Mm-hmm. It's within my means.
Just makes you feel good.
But I definitely, I don't Yeah, but I don't have a problem with that mindset of, you know, they want equality with everything else. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. Like, they want to keep the things that are convenient for them the same way, but everything else, push it forward.
You honestly, with older women, the older the girl is, I've gone on date. Well, I've gone up to probably like 32 or 33 as far as like a first date goes, and honestly, above 25, it's not even a conversation. It's not even a thought in their mind that they wouldn't pay for their own thing. You can insist, but they'll be like, literally, I'm paying for my own shit. Like, that's, I'm a grown up. That's what I do. So it might, it's either a relic. It's, at some point, I think it becomes a relic, and even they throw it away too. Or that's been my experience.
So. Yeah, I think with that too, it comes with me when it comes to first dates. Like, I plan like way ahead. Right, and well, again, it depends on the
girl.
And
you're saying you like to go out on dinner.
I like to go out dinner on my first date, but then again, it also depends on the girl. Like, if I just met a girl, and you remember when we used to like hop out of cars and just like walk up to a girl,
yeah,
as an exercise, just like get out the car, go talk to her, go get her number, take her out to coffee. You know, if that was the case, I'm not taking you to dinner. I don't really know you like
that. So you're talking about cold approach, cold approach, no, day game in the street. You're not taking the girl to dinner.
I'm taking you to coffee, or we could meet at Blue Moose, drink a cappuccino or something. But if I kind of knew you for a while, with Hunter's case, for instance, I knew her for a little bit, so like it was dinner, and to me it felt like an audition. Like, I have to prove to you that, like, yo, I'm with the shits. So like, and I went all out with that.
I know. Yeah. I know how you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know how you do.
What about meeting at the bar for a drink?
I'm more pro that. I think if you...
I'm very pro that.
Yeah, I'm very pro that.
I'm very pro that. That's for sure.
If you're trying to... I don't want to reduce
this. Product of my environment.
If you're trying to smash, then that's definitely the move.
Well, not even that. I just mean it's like...
I would personally be looking for a girl...
Alcohol breaks the ice.
Well, it does, too.
I'd want a girl that's cool with going to the bar. Like, that. Like, mm-hmm.
I guess that's a taste. It's kind of a test.
Baltimore, I did... The best thing to do is go out to coffee at a little bit of a later an hour, like 6 or 7, let's go to the bar around the corner. And then you get technically 2 dates out of it. And then you really, and then you get to know them without any, there's no pretense. There's no, I need a beer to get loose. You're getting to know the real person. And then you can bounce to, okay, now I get to see the fun side and see if you're really the same person, I guess, when you get a couple drinks in you. So I like drinks as well.
Yeah.
What about you in the corner there?
I'm just worried about getting my beer open. All right.
So,
you have any, what do you do with first dates?
Well, actually, I'm going on Friday.
Okay. So, this is perfect. What do you plan on doing?
We're going to get Mexican.
Okay.
So, I don't know if I'm meeting or not, but I feel like Mexican's different. And so, I mean, usually it's like a drink or, like you said, coffee or just something stupid to movies. But I like Mexican and it's her idea, so I'll pay, but I feel like she should offer a tip. If she doesn't, I'll pay it, but I feel like
that's
she should
a red flag.
Offer a tip. Okay. Pay something, contribute. She don't got to, but it'd be nice.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, then again, like, to me, it's the effort is appreciated.
Exactly.
You know, it's a plus. When I'm doing the pros and cons of going on a second date with you, it becomes a pro that, you know, she at least is considerate, because I'm not rich. I'm in college. I'm not like working for a Fortune 500 company that could just hire a chef. Everything that I'm doing is going to hurt my pocket. Yeah. So it would be nice if you extended a helping hand and I was like, oh, no, it's okay. Then at least I know you're kind of considerate when it comes to things like that. It would be nice. But it's not compulsory. It's not.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends earlier last week, and we got into kind of an argument about whether they should pay at all or whether you should pay every time or whatever it is. And I'm not principled by any means, but in general, I think as an adult, you should pay for your own things. It's like it's a relic of the last generation or 2 generations ago when women didn't have jobs and they were housewives as a living. And if you're a housewife, you can't pay for shit. So that's the reason why you generally pay for everything.
I feel like if you ask the girl out, you should pay.
Right, yeah.
If you, a girl says, let's go out,
I'm with that.
You contribute.
Yeah, in the same way, if I was working a job and I was trying to sell you something and I tell you, hey, come out to dinner with me, we'll talk about it. I'm not going to be, I'm not gonna, you're not gonna end up picking up the tab. Yeah, that would be, that would lose the sale or whatever it is. So I think that's a good thing to work off of. And so it, in general, I think that people should pay for their own things. But if there's there are millions and millions of times where I've been like, hey, I'll pick this up. You can get the next one, or I'll just do this, whatever it is. So I think we're all.
Yeah, I mean, unless I feel like if you're, it's different if you're in a relationship though. Like if you're in a relationship, it should be half and half, in my opinion, or not even half and half. It should be equal parts. So like, if I make more than the girl does, I'll pay more, but I feel she should contribute just to
the 21,
just to help out, like just so if you feel like she's not taking advantage of you.
Yeah. I mean, then again, I feel like, as we've said with everything, it really is more of a. case-to-case
context thing, case-to-case basis.
Because if I'm making 90% of our combined income, like you said, like I should be paying 90%
more
for dinner. Yeah,
but and if the bill's $100 or $100, maybe you pay 90, she pays
the
10,
like, or you tip and then I pay for the dinner. Yeah, like exactly. However way we kind of worked out our situation, your effort should kind of match
what it is.
Yeah, so when it comes to that, that's how I feel about that. Yeah.
What do you think about topics? What do you think about conversation topics on the first date? What do you go for? Is there anything that you personally, any of you in the room, are trying to figure out whenever you're on a first date, or are you just trying to just get to know random things?
I think when it's your date, like Brendan said, if you're inviting a girl out, you're paying, right? So you should kind of know what it is. Like my last first date, we went to an art museum. My thing with art is like I love art way too much, right? So I know about most of the paintings that we're going to. I'm basically your guide. I'll talk your ear off about Basquiat and Warhol. So it's my thing. So if we're going on the first date like an art place, like a museum or whatever it is, like that would be our topic. I will talk about it and you contribute as much as you want. Now, if I realize that halfway it's really not your thing, then I have to scramble for topics.
I'm more of from a compatibility standpoint, like if she isn't into art like you are, I mean, is that a by the time until the end of the date and then dip? Or are you still looking for other things that you can connect on?
Fine. Then again, as you talk more, you will find common ground. There's no way. I don't think I would ask a girl out that I have zero things in common with. There should be something that we both have an interest in. Music, art, movies.
I guess a better question, because TV I feel shows. Like in general, you could find something to be compatible with every human being on the planet. But what are some things that you're trying to look for that are, okay, this is done? Like do you even look for stuff like that on the first date?
First date, no.
No?
For me, on the first date, I wouldn't look for anything. I wouldn't ask any particular questions. I mean, if they come up, they come up. But normally, I just want to see if, like, you feel that vibe.
Okay, so you're
like,
just trying to get a feel for the compatibility of the relationship.
If you don't
in the
feel
first
it afterwards, what's the point of knowing all that information?
Okay, that's true. Fair point. Yeah, I understand that. But I see
from a devil's advocate point, I would say that you wouldn't be wasting as sounds shitty because you're not just wasting your time getting to know another person, but you would waste less time getting to know someone who doesn't have the same end goals as you. Uh-huh. So, for example, when girls are getting a little bit older, or even guys are getting a little bit older, they're looking for specific things. They're looking for a husband or a wife or and kids. So, in that context, and we're 2 years old right now, obviously, but you'd waste way less time if you knew like some things that were like, hey, that's it. Off the rip.
See, that's true, but also I feel like those questions make them feel like they're trapped right away.
So what
like
kind
if you
of
say if you were to say like, oh, so are you planning on having kids? Like, I mean, some girls wouldn't mind. I'm sure some might be 50-50, but if you might ask that question to the wrong girl, she might just think, all right, I'm in this for life right now with this guy.
Right. So
she's gonna judge every move that you make. She thinks she's gonna be stuck with you. I think it's better just to like, kind of just hang out, like literally, like you said, just see if you're compatible for each other and like get that feel first before you start opening up and exposing all that information about yourself that might not be necessary because it might not even work out.
That's fair. But I think you do need a reason to go on a second date, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like, if the first date, for me, like, there are staple things in my life that are never going to be compromised. Like, I'm not going to stop watching soccer for a girl. Mm-hmm. So, as the conversation goes on, I'm gonna slip soccer in there somewhere, just to have a feel.
And she's like, "Ooh, soccer's for okay, Europeans, pussy, something like that."
Yeah, but the moment you saw me, all right, that's kind of an X in the con, on a con list. And then you know, as
that's what I'm more or less mean. Not, you don't have to necessarily broach the. Oh, so what do you think about Obama? What do you think about Trump?
Yeah, nah, those are huge questions.
Do you believe in God? Whatever. You don't have to do that, but there's like there's little things like everyone has their a few things that are extremely important to them. Maybe it's their family. Maybe it's something they do on a regular basis: guitar, music, rap. I know Shane loves sports, pretty much all sports. And so if a girl doesn't do sports, you know, dip out.
Yeah, that becomes a problem because you don't want to compromise that halfway into the relationship. You don't want
to. So that's that's what I mean more. Do you try to find those? So you just explained that you try to
drop
find those
you drop like fish hooks. It's like fishing for me.
So you don't, but you necessarily don't necessarily.
No, I mean I'll talk it. Like I'll say stuff like if they ask questions and I'll ask questions, but I don't think about it like until like the situation arrives where I feel like I have to or I'm curious or. But like if I just go there, I don't have like a set amount of questions that I'm gonna ask. Like,
Hey,
like, so listen. If you're going to a job interview, like you don't break up and open a notebook and be like, "Hey, is there room for growth in this?" Like with a relationship or a first date, I feel like it's different. You, like I said, you just want to see if it feels right. Like, but like with a first date, also, I wouldn't like take someone somewhere like the museum personally, even if I did like it, not because it's a bad spot, but because I think you should take them somewhere that could also lead to another date. Like, you take them to, like, the city to see, like, I don't know, say you were taking them to, like, the Penn's Landing in Philly, the ice skating rink, the river rink. It's, like, it overlooks the city, and there's a bunch of cool stuff you can see. And you'd be like, oh, I've always wanted to go to that spot. Maybe we should go there one day. Like, some that leads up to something else. Okay. I mean, especially at first, because you don't know how well it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, with my, like, with the museum thing, for instance, like, I don't just take anyone to, and I think I picked that because we had talked about art at one point. Like, I think I saw something on Instagram about Sotheby's, and they had sold, like, this painting for, like, $400 million. And I screenshotted it, and I sent it to her, and she was like, oh, it's a nice painting, but that's way too expensive. And so I knew, like, okay, nice painting. You kind of get a gist of what, yeah. So then I was like, all right, art museum. And I always, if I really am invested, and I know you to an extent, I'm doing dinner on the first date. Because I just like... I like to watch the way you eat at a table and how you... I don't know, it's just... It's weird, but, like, the way you act at a table...
It tells a lot about you.
Tells a lot about you. If you're polished or you're not, yeah.
How you talk to your waitress or waiter. How exactly. You stack your plates, in my opinion.
It's funny, but I watch all those things. That's like, treat the waitress with some sort of respect, unless she's absolutely rude. If your food's taking forever, are you really going to, like...
Wild out or not. You gotta mind your P's and Q's.
Exactly. So all those things I like to check on the dinner date. Uh-huh. Which is why I did the dinner date. It's funny, she's gonna hear this and then she's gonna be like, oh, okay. But
it also shows you how she acts and how she was raised, not besides the manners, like with how you like how we started paying the check. You know, you get to see that part as well. Mm-hmm. When you take them to like a movie, like you should probably get the tickets ahead of time just in case the movie sold out, but like you don't want to be like, hey, I'll buy my ticket, you buy yours separately. Yeah, nah. Just because you won't sit together, because now like movie theaters like you pay for certain seats.
Yeah.
So you actually have you're pro taking girls out on movie dates, or
I would
you
do a movie
go?
Date. Okay. I would do a movie date first, but if I were to do a movie date, I want to do it the first date or the first part. I would do dinner first. Just
okay, that's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah, because
I was
if you
like,
just
that's...
took a girl to a movie first, that'd be weird. You wouldn't talk, like.
Yeah.
And if you did talk,
you didn't know
movie,
each other.
You're
really.
Just an asshole.
Yeah, or you're black.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. I agree.
Hell
I agree
a lot of movies.
That.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, but taking a girl out to get something to eat is the easiest thing. Everyone eats.
Yeah.
You know? You can't go wrong. I mean, with the type of food you could, but that's take someone out to eat, ask them if they have any like kind of food they like.
Yeah.
Like, I let this girl pick a place.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really let her. She kind of just brought it up.
That's good.
But yeah. I didn't really have to. She did it for me.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
All right,
well, I think we've hit that with a baseball bat.
And all right,
be interesting. Comment if you have any distinct opinions about this topic,
yeah.
Or if you think one of us is extremely wrong. I know everyone likes to.
Yeah, you can add us on Twitter.
okay.
On the links that you.
Yeah.
On the tweets with the links.
Yeah.
You to this. Feel free to add us if you disagree or agree with anything strongly. I know it's the time of year, unfortunately not for me, being out of school.
Just changing the whole focus.
Okay. Finals week is approaching. Finals. Everyone's freaking out. I see everybody out and about in public and on social media just freaking out about finals. And it's one thing I've never understood from the time I was in school and even now out of school, why everyone freaks out and makes this big of a deal over a couple of tests.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a major, part
of let's talk about, like, really, let's talk about that, though. Like,
so often, it's
still a test.
A lot of my classes,
and it's
20%
still just a grade.
You're right.
And we've talked about this before. I know you've said it. It's when you go into a job interview, they're going to take somebody that's got a 2.8, 2.9, 3.0 GPA and can have a conversation with another human being.
You're right.
More times than not over somebody that's got a 4.0.
You're right.
And can't have a conversation.
You're right.
So, and my thing with this is I was always under, not under the impression, I was always in the mindset that I got off the fast start at the beginning of semesters.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure everything was top notch. My papers were at the top of wherever they needed to be. Made sure I studied. I got good grades on tests so that when finals week came around, I didn't have to get a 90 to get a B or a C in a class.
Yep.
So, but I've been out for a little while, so I'm going to let you guys talk about ways to handle finals week or the way that you do, because I know that you guys are going into it.
That so and what you just said.
Most people listening are heading into it. So.
What you just said is the best way to do finals week is to not to have to get a 60 on the final to get a B, and you dip out. That's the best, absolute best way to do it. And freshman year, Nate and I were all over that. We never calculated, we never tabulated all the grades, the percentages. We never did any of that shit. But nowadays, it's a little bit different in engineering or in general. If you have a major that you're struggling with, something that's a little bit more difficult or that you just in general struggle with, when it ends up being you have to get 50% to just pass the class. I think that's when there's a little bit of a freak out when this is preventing you from moving forward in your major or preventing you from even graduating. That's when it's like, oh, okay, I admit I fucked up. I fucked around a lot in the beginning of the semester. And now, okay, I'm freaking out. I need, that's what I think provokes a freak out.
Okay, well, sidebar real quick. I also forgot that you two are engineering majors. So from all of us out there with arts degrees, we all think that you're freaks and think that you're, and we just assume that you're all smart and everything comes naturally to you. So I just want to throw that out there.
That's fake news. I study 6 hours, 8 hours a day.
No, I know. I'm just telling you, that's our perspective.
You. Okay.
From it. I forgot about that with you guys. But I'm coming from my perspective where I was a crim major. I have a criminology degree from
mm-hmm.
Like, there are kids that would be like freaking out during finals week. It's like, dude, it's a 50 question multiple choice test on victim nonsense. Shaming or something. Like, come on. Shame. Like,
I just had
read the book and read a couple slides that are on eCampus and it'd be all right. Like,
yeah, normal. I mean, I had a woman in movies final. Today took me 5 minutes to get done.
Oh god,
that's a joke.
I feel like most people that are usually worried are the ones that skip all year round, or
all the
overachievers. I've met people who have like a 95 in a class.
Yeah, they have to,
and they're freaking out about finals. That's like, dude, if you got a 60 right now, you still get an A. I don't know why you're freaking out, but you know there are people like that who are just so meticulous when it comes to everything. And there are people who, in the beginning of the semester, you know, it's funny, like, the first week of school generally is easy and everyone's kind of, you know, partying and just wilding out, right? And then there's the second week.
Yeah, and what defines your success, I think, is what you do in the second week of school. Do you continue?
Do you continue to play, right?
Party, or do
you settle down? But the funny thing is, it just snowballs. Like, the first week goes to the second, and the second goes to the third, and the fourth. By the time you realize it's 6 weeks in, and you're thinking, if I just wait till spring break, and then after spring break, I do better. And then after spring break, you're just way too tired. And then it just keeps snowballing. So when it comes to that, people freaking out about, you know, finals week is just sometimes you're lazy and sometimes you're just an overachiever. Either way, I think freaking out about finals doesn't really solve anything. I watched this video.
Nothing.
It does, freaking out, yeah, freaking out does nothing. You need to just sit down and take a...
Yeah. I was watching this video by Will Smith, and he was talking about his experience of jumping out of a plane and parachuting for the first time. And I hate those motivational videos because they're all like, oh, I was scared and I did this, but then I realized that my scare... But I really kind of liked that because he said him and his friends like decided to jump out of a plane. And the night before, he was freaking out. He was laying in bed. The night before, he was thinking about it. And he was like, why did I agree to this? We're going to jump out of a plane 30,000 feet in the air. Like, I could die. Could break my bones. I'm going to lose all this money on movies. I might not see my family again. You know, he was freaking out. And then he was freaking out every single minute up to the moment where he hopped out of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Then he wasn't freaking out anymore because he realized, like, the rush of just jumping out of the plane and how exciting it was to just be floating in the air. You're flying, basically. So when I think about it and I apply it to everything else, it's like you freaking out up to the point of the final doesn't make anything happen. Like, it doesn't change anything. It's better to just relax and then try to focus on your weaknesses and, like, write down the topics that you don't get and then go over them over and over again than to just, like, freak out all the way, and then when you're in the final you're still freaking out, then you're basically just gonna fail because you're freaked out the whole time.
I think it comes from also a pattern of taking things, because I think about it all the time. There's moments where you get a bad grade on a test and it's easy to just start freaking out, or a girl doesn't text you back, or she texts back and it's something awful and you start freaking out. But I realized a long time ago, a few years ago, at the beginning of school, freaking out in general does, obviously what you just said, it doesn't do anything, which I mean, it's in general, it's hard to just not stop, yeah. Just stop your freaking out.
Yeah.
So in certain circumstances, I mean, it's hard. But once you just stop thinking about it for a second. Think about what's actually going to happen. Maybe what I do a lot of times if I'm freaking out, I just start, okay, what can I do from here? Think of solutions instead of wallowing in the, I'm fucked, I'm fucked, I'm fucked, I'm fucked, I'm fucked.
Right.
Just do action. Action is what stops the train from completely derailing into pure misery and self-hate and, being scared of everything.
Yeah, I agree. I just never stressed myself out as a test taker. High school, SATs, college tests, GRE. I've always just done what I needed to do before, felt that I did enough before, and I went in with it. I either know this shit or I don't.
Yep, that's what you gotta
get down to. Fuck it, man. And I'm in and I'm out, and as little time as I need, I answer. I'm not a big second guesser. Like,
that's
I put an answer down and I move from it. Like, that's, I'm not going back. I'm not going to start second guessing myself. If I'm right, I'm right.
That's a good mentality to have for life. Yeah, literally everything. If you go into a first date and you say something, don't second guess anything. If she doesn't text you, if you don't get a second date, or if you choose not to have a second date, that's life. Keep on moving.
It's everything.
If you go in a job interview, you don't get the job, keep it moving.
Yep.
You know, you can think about, okay, I probably could have done a couple things better. I'll take notes and keep it moving. But there's no point in wallowing. So that's a good perspective.
And and I've also realized that with me personally, like, the more I go over the questions over and over again during the test, the more mistakes I make. Like, if I just did it and then moved on. If I did it knowing what I'm doing and moved on, I'm good. I mean, obviously, if I just wrote a bullshit answer, I'll come back to think about it more. But if I actually just wrote, oh, it's 1 + 1 = 2, and I moved on and I know it's 2, coming back and then staring at that same question and trying to figure out a way to not make it 2 just fucks me over, basically. So it's better to just, like, you know, do as you said, just do as much as you can and as little time as you can, and then just keep it moving, because there's no reason why you should just sit in that same spot over and over again thinking about, you know, is this right, is this wrong, and then coming back to it. You probably would keep erasing your answers multiple times, ended up just getting a bad grade. So
just listen, but why worry in the first place? Bust your ass in the beginning and you won't have to worry. You save yourself all that trouble.
Like, it's so easy to say that and not do it.
Nate
and I had that party house a few years ago. Man, it was so easy to just... I mean, it's because it's every single day. There's some shit going on, and you can always go out. Somebody always texts you, hey, we're going to do this. We're going out to the bar. We're going out to drink. You want to come to happy hour? You have a girl text you in the morning, and then you're planning for the weekend, and you're like, how many kegs are we going to... So it can be, you know, it's getting not sucked into it.
No, but I feel like that's just a bad excuse, first of all, because if you... Say the bars are open until 3 a.m. Right. If say you get out of class at 4, that's what? You got... You got 11 hours until the bar closes. You can't study for a couple. And then people want to make an excuse because they got to get out of class. They got to take a nap. They got to text
their
boyfriend,
their girlfriend. You're not wrong. I understand.
If you got priorities and you want to get where you're trying to go, set them straight. Go full speed and stop looking back at your past mistakes or what's going to happen if you mess up. Just go forward with like all that you got and just... put everything into it and you will be fine. You don't got to worry about nothing.
You're right.
I mean, I know it sounds easy to say, like Shane said, but
I currently am living, as the correct way, but I just 1 year ago, I understand perfectly how it can just snowball and then you get,
but doesn't it take anything to change that? You just got to realize, like literally you just got to think about it, like, oh, I'm messing up. Like, if you don't realize that you're messing up, you're not going to go forward.
You're not going to make a difference. Yeah. Sometimes, and I took a break from school. I took a whole year break and did internships, but you could just take a break. I think that's one of the things that helped me the most because, yeah, leaving from that party atmosphere and just going every single day, having a party house and doing all that, leaving and then coming back, having a fresh mentality and a fresh idea of what I wanted definitely helped. And it helps break that cycle of going, let's go, let's go out. And also a lot of the people that you used to hang out with fail out because
they don't. Also do think, like, as when you talk about people you hang out with, like, sometimes you just need to sit back and watch everything that's going on with your life. You need to watch the people around you, and you need to see how they impact you in every single part of your life. And when it comes to academics, like, you're in college to get a degree and then get out. So, like, if your friends are holding you back or whatever it is, like, you need to realize that. And then if you need to put, like, some space in between you two, or you need to, like, take a break from a friendship, whatever it is that you have to do, you need to do, because you're not paying... Some people are paying $30,000 a year. Like, you're not paying $30,000 a year to just party every week and then fuck sorority girls or fuck whatever girls that you want and then just, like, get out. Or fuck whatever guys you want, because everyone fucks.
See, but once you have that epiphany, that sudden realization, like, that, like, you got to do better, like, you will, like, because I went to college for one semester straight out of high school. I got suspended, like, I had, like, almost all Fs. I did terrible. I left for, like, 3 years, and I went to a different college. My first semester back, I haven't been in school in, or, not 3 years, 4 years. I haven't been in school in 4 years. I was there full time. I got all A's. Like, I just stopped going out, and I went to class, and like I just kept my head straight, like, because I had that realization that I had to do better.
I think that that break from it, and then having that clear headed, oh, okay,
yeah,
you could see what you did. Because I know, I mean, I had that thought. We talked about it, like right after. I mean, right after we had the party house and we moved out, we're like, hey, listen, next semester, 4.0. We're going to study every hour. We're going to do it. And then as soon as the semester starts, as soon as girls start texting you, as soon as dudes start texting you, you just roll back in.
Well, you got to have that self-control. I mean, you say it's, next semester, but try going, that would be, what, 6 semesters without being in school at all. You're not learning anything. You're not stimulating your mind or your memory or anything like that. You forget. And then you got to go back into it all. And I was 22 with 18, 19-year-olds. I mean, granted, there was older people, like, who are much older than me, like, that I give props to, because they did better than me, too.
Right.
But, like, you got to have that realization that, like, you got to get your mind straight.
I agree. You don't have to take that long of time, but I do think...
Yeah, you're right.
It's really hard. So if you have the willpower to just do it, you could succeed a lot of places in life.
And a life event doesn't, like, I mean, sometimes it helps. Like, something that changes you, like, I don't know, like, you fail a class. Like, that could make you realize that, like, sometimes one of those bad things could burst you forward.
Feel rock bottom, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't consider failing a class rock bottom.
Maybe not. Just, okay, sorry, a class. I was thinking, like...
like, relatively.
I was thinking out of school. Right, yeah, okay.
You must have it real nice. If that's rock bottom for you.
Oh, that would hurt. Well, failing out of...
I feel like almost... everyone in college be at rock bottom.
Failing a class right now would hold me back in a year. So
yeah, it would suck, but is your life over?
No, but
exactly. So why sweat it? You can still move forward after that.
I think when it comes to all those things, like realization is so important. And as Brendan said, like you just sometimes just need to sit your ass down and realize.
Yeah, and I mean, if you fail class and say the passing grade 60 and you got a 59, you're like, I mean, yeah, you'll be pissed about it and you got to take it again. But say you take it again and then you realize how easy it is and you're like, I should have had this the first damn time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that gives you motivation, and, like, that motivation is going to help you out.
Yeah, and a wasted $6,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's a waste of $6,000, but still, I mean, to fucking know what you want to do and get your head straight, like, I mean, I'm not saying it's worth it, but...
If you get an art degree, don't...
No.
If you get an art degree, that's a lot of money. Engineering, I can afford the extra $30,000, but it's fine.
It's not even about affording it, though, because, I mean... there's so many people. But the world is like everyone is so in debt, like throughout the world, that like $6,000 is not gonna end your life.
$6,000, no.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Don't get me wrong, but you could just. I mean, you make payments. It's not like you gotta pay it all in three months. You know, you make payments based on how much you make. So if you were to make a lot more, your payments are gonna be more. If you make less, your payments are probably gonna be less.
So it's definitely. I mean, it's good to have a. If you do fail or you have to pay more, it's good to have that's a good positive outlook to have in general.
I mean, as he said, like, your life's not over, really.
Okay.
But you do need to, like, buckle down.
If you fuck up the second time, you better get your shit together.
Yeah, like, fool me one time, you know. Shame on you. Fool me twice.
Exactly.
Fool me three times, then, dude, gotta fool me rain from the chair.
Fool me can't get fooled again.
Fool me three times, fuck the peace signs.
Yeah. So yeah,
That's my favorite Bush quote. I think fool me once,
Shame on you.
Fool me
twice, shame on me.
Fool me can't get fooled again. Fool me can't get fooled again. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Twice never happens because I can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask. Well, I was gonna ask B how he met that girl. That was gonna be I was gonna just throw that in there. Interesting question. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, what's an interesting I'm trying to think. What's an interesting thing to dive into?
You don't get. You don't like sports. Not sports guys.
I mean, I like sports. I just don't.
Just you and me.
Do that much.
We can talk sports for a couple minutes. Wrap it down.
Yeah. Close playoffs. What do you think? Portland got swept last night.
Yeah. Can bring me up series. My friend's going to die. I don't know where some of these series are at.
Oh.
Who's on tonight?
Thunder's playing right now. I think they're leading. Rockets are leading them 51-44.
And Houston's up 3-1, right?
Yeah. So that's over. Yeah, the Warriors already went through.
Yeah, they were. Well, we knew that was going to
happen. Yeah, we didn't really think that was going to be over. Spurs and Grizzlies tied 2-2. Who do you think? Yeah, they're playing right now.
I still like the Spurs.
Still think Spurs going
to
make it?
Yeah, I still like the Spurs. Washington, Atlanta at
3-2. 3-2. Hold on. I think Atlanta's up. Bro, it's tied 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
I still like Washington.
Still think Washington's got that one?
Yeah, I still like Washington. I like the Wizards a lot. I think if there's a team in the East that can take down the Cavs, it'd be the Wizards.
Don't think the Celtics.
I don't know. It's just something. Just how they came out those first two against Chicago.
You don't like the way it looked?
I don't know. I'll probably get crucified for that opinion, but.
I don't think they can either. They're not holding down LeBron.
I mean, it seems like it's going to be the Cavs. But
Well, we're talking about playoffs.
For what sport?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Who's everyone got?
Said all that.
He's got.
Sorry.
Warriors are through. Raptors are leading 3-2.
Raptors are up 3-2?
Yeah.
See, I like the Bucks, but...
They're going back to Milwaukee.
Looks like they're going back to Milwaukee, yeah. Or they're going to be staying in Milwaukee. I don't know what Game 6 is.
Game 6 is in Milwaukee.
Okay, so.
Game 7 is in Toronto, if needed.
Yeah.
You don't think it goes to Game 7?
No.
You don't think
so? I'll take the Raptors.
Hawks and Wizards tied 2-2. Brendan, what'd you think?
I got the Wizards winning.
He's got the Wizards.
This is your series. I've got...
I have no idea.
I don't want to pick Cavs Warriors because we've seen it back to back and we're probably going to see it 3 times in a row. But so if I had to make an off the wall pick,
the Wizards are not
Spurs Wizards would be my off the would be my off.
You see,
the wall
I pick. Have a feeling that Spurs are not going to make it to the finals, to the Western Conference Finals, because I feel like Tony's tired. LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't show up.
I think Kawhi's that good.
I think Kawhi's good, that good to carry them all the way to the finals.
To the finals, yes.
I mean, those 43 points wasn't enough last time.
I think he's good enough. And I think that, because I think the cast around him is still good enough.
Yeah, but they're not showing up. That's
not,
the thing.
Not
I feel
right
like
now, and they're still, and they still got a shot, and if they pull out a, they got to win 2 more against Memphis, and then it's you reset it.
And then you're playing probably... playing LA? Are you playing LA or you're playing?
No. They probably play the Rockets. Probably playing the Rockets.
See?
It's a tough series.
That's a tough one.
But who on the Rockets is guarding Kawhi Leonard?
No one, but Kawhi is not scoring 50 every night.
Why not have to?
Alright. You're right.
I mean, that's. I don't know. I'm just trying to think because, I mean. The easy answer is to say it's going to be Cavs, Warriors, and that's probably what it is going to be. So that's just an off-the-wall pick in that. Drafts this week. I guess that's something, if we're all back together next week, we can all talk about how our teams did in the draft. First round's Thursday.
All for basketball?
NFL. NFL draft, sorry.
Oh, I'm a Packers fan, so we need a guard... You know, cornerback, probably another safety. I think we're good on wide receivers. We need a running back. I'm done with Eddie Lacy. I'm done. That kid can't lose enough weight to carry the team. That's not working for me.
Yeah, Eagles are at 14.
You got 14th pick.
It's got to either be a corner, or it needs to be another guy on offense for Wentz to get the ball to, whether it's a running back. Or a wide receiver, I think. If there's somebody that takes a tumble out of the top 10 and the value's there, then I'm all about best player available. I'm not like the pigeonhole need, but just from watching, and not that I'm an expert in any way, or am I going to pretend to be one, but the team obviously needs cornerbacks and as many weapons around your franchise quarterback
yeah.
as he heads into his second year. So hopefully when we talk about this next week, I either got a new cornerback or Carson's got a new toy to play with in the fall. So,
oh, either way, you guys are not going anywhere because
no.
NFC is for the Packers.
Yeah.
yeah. Hopefully the Seahawks don't figure it out again. They've been our kryptonite for the past, 3 years. So, hopefully they don't figure it out. And hopefully the Cowboys suck next season. Probably not going to happen. Because Dak is that good, but hopefully they suck. Now we'll see. We got anything else on the docket?
No, not for this week, and I guess we can wrap it on that since we're late on.
What do you think about Nicolas Cage?
Yo, what?
Good or bad? Pro Nicolas Cage?
I'm pro Nicolas Cage.
Nick's my dude.
On the whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I love Nicolas Cage, but people hating.
I like him, but sometimes I feel like his acting is not.
I just think
this is why people complained last week that we're completely off the rail and they can't follow what's going on. Because I just tried to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're talking about Nicolas Cage.
I just was thinking about it.
Cage, so we can do that.
National Treasures.
I just think
he
takes a lot of bad roles, but I don't care. I just
his facial expressions.
Regardless,
he's a good actor.
Brandon and I were talking about Con Air the other day.
Oh yeah,
big fan of Con Air. So, I mean, I got no problem with Nick Cage.
Yeah, Nick is
I don't understand all the hate. Like, I know these...
I was waiting for a hater. I was looking for a hater in there, yeah. But no.
I get it. Like you said, I think he's taken some bad roles and
yeah,
he wasn't the right
mainly,
fit.
Yeah.
But I have no... I don't get it. Like, I got no problem with
him. Yeah, if I see Nicolas Cage in a movie, like, I'm gonna see what it is because he's normally in, like, a good movie. or at least a decent movie for that.
I'm going to laugh regardless. I'm going to laugh at either even it's awful acting or I'm going to enjoy it. One or the other. Either it's a comedy or it's like, damn, this is good.
Either way, it's entertainment. Yeah. Oh, also would like to say Gut Wilson, Dion, and Charles. Did you guys
know Dion has doing the best well? Podcast voice. Got that nice deep.
Oh, Dion. Dion's deep. Yeah, we miss your deep voice, Dion.
Yeah, hopefully next week we'll have everybody back together, or at least most of us back together. We'll come up with some new topics. I think we're actually going to try and take topics from all of you listening. So, again, Twitter would be the way.
Twitter is the best.
But everyone that tweets the link that you possibly saw or you heard from or knew about the podcast from, just submit your questions to them or
topic ideas.
Yeah, just
send them.
Yeah, just let us know, and then
we'll talk sports again at the end. We'll catch up where the playoffs are at and what happened at the draft over the weekend. Yeah.
And that's about it from us. Thank you for listening.
67 on the list was a lot more than I actually then,
We doubled it.
67 plays.
Actually, today I checked, was 70 plays.
I'm pretty sure I made a joke last week about it only getting like 14 or something. So,
So we're going up. Also, cool to our LSU listeners,
shout out.
Fournette sucks.
Go Tigers.
Damn. Shade.
So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week.
Out here.